It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. There was plenty of drama last night at the finals of men's figure skating at the Vancouver Winter Olympics. One skater's laces broke in the middle of his program. American Johnny Weir performed exceptionally well and crowned himself with a wreath of roses while waiting for his score. But the big story was the battle between the two top skaters in the world, Russian Evgeny Plushenko, the defending Olympic champion, and Evan Lysacek of the U.S. When it was over, there was a new champion and a rivalry rekindled. From Vancouver, NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
They say it's hardest to skate last at a major competition like the Olympics. The pressure builds and builds. But Frank Carroll will tell you skating first ain't a piece of cake either. Carroll coaches Evan Lysacek, who indeed went first last night in the final group of skaters, the group that would win the medals. After Lysacek performed his 4.5-minute free skate wonderfully, his own waiting began. Carroll recounted what it was like as each successive skater went and didn't pass Lysacek in the standings.
When he got to a certain point, I said, well, you've just earned a bronze medal. And then when it came to the next skater was through, I said, well, you've just earned a silver medal. And I said, now this is going to be the longest 4.5 minutes of your life.
As Evgeny Plushenko began his 4.5-minute free skate, the last program of the evening, reporters watching inside Vancouver's Pacific Coliseum undoubtedly were crafting scripts that went something like, "The King, Plushenko, did it again. Repeat gold medal winner. The line of Russian Olympic champions at every Olympics since 1992 remains unbroken." Plushenko did nothing to discourage the scribes when he nailed his opening four-revolution quad jump. But as the program wore on, the King started looking more like a prince, wobbly on some of his jump landings, spins and footwork less than stellar. Ever the showman, Plushenko tried to flirt his way out of trouble. He waggled his hips to his music selection, Tango Amore. And when he finished, he blew a kiss directly at the judges.
The free skating score, please.
Who played hard to get.
He has earned 165.51 points. His total competition score is 256.36 points. Yevgeny Plushenko is currently in second place.
And so Evan Lysacek, a fourth-place finisher at the Olympics 4 years ago, became the first American male skater to win the gold medal since Brian Boitano did it in 1988. Lysacek did it with a technically brilliant performance, controlled jumps, nearly perfect spins. It was, he said afterwards, the fruit of his constant and sometimes maddening labor on the basics.
I'm so thankful because I resisted so many times and said, why am I working on such simple moves? I can do a loop already. I can do a chopped already. And my coaches and choreographers said, do it again. And even in practice here, I kept getting frustrated because I want to work on jumps more, and they were having me work on those turns. And tonight, my focus was getting every point out of that program I could.
Indeed, Lysacek's victory was one in the win column for the complete skater over the jumper, at least for one night. The enormous quad, of which Plushenko is a master, has become a new flashpoint in men's figure skating. Do you need it to win? It can be a powerful weapon, but if it backfires, as it did with almost all the skaters who tried it last night, you get penalized. Lysacek won without a quad, an irksome fact for the dethroned champion, Plushenko.
But anyway, I think we need to change the system, judging system, because quad is quad. If Olympic champion, he doesn't know how to jump quad, now it's not men's figure skating, now it's dancing.
Plushenko's longtime coach Alexei Mishin was saying the same thing, which kind of sounded like the new men's figure skating champion skated like a woman.
I did not tell that. You told that.
But he kind of did a moment later.
Masculine skating means power, strong. But we need quad jumps. We need quad jumps. Otherwise, no progress.
No progress indeed. Underneath the stands at Pacific Coliseum, in fact, it seemed like a step way back in Olympic history to those Cold War days that added so much spice to the games. Post-event trash-talking or the first shot of a new Cold War on ice? We shall see. Because while these North American Winter Olympics have a new North American skating king, the next Winter Games in 2014 in Sochi, Russia. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Vancouver.